It's Dempsey and Josh driving you home on KROQ 955.
A life of ISO and social distancing has been the norm for quite some months now.
Yeah,
but on MasterChef, that was filmed months ago, it's only becoming a thing now. And the first episode that involves social distancing is on tonight on Channel 10. And joining us right now, one of the judges, Jock Zomfrillo. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
So social distancing is 1.5 metres, as we know, that's been drilled into us. And one of the examples was a fully grown adult kangaroo. Does that mean in tonight's episode you're just whipping around a kangaroo tail like a measuring tape?
I was going to say, who carries a kangaroo around that can easily measure that? That's weird.
It's a full form of measurement here in Australia, sure.
Ah, right. That's where I'm going wrong.
Yeah, instead of feet. Yeah.
We use haggis in Scotland. No, we're all so clear now. Yeah. Got it.
But a difficult process we've been in the MasterChef kitchen. It's not a small space, but it's not a large space either. And you've got contestants running past each other. How difficult was it to manage?
Very, very hard. And so the first day, so you'll see basically first day that the government regulations come in airs tonight. And so we had basically that day, I remember we were about 3 or 4 hours late in starting filming because the camera guys were running around trying to cheat angles. And so the DOP head camera guy was running around with like all these aluminium poles with different colored tapes, like taped onto it at various lengths on these aluminium poles.
Oh.
And even last week, I was joking with him, going, mate, you've been trying to put up that tent for months. Still no sign of it getting anywhere.
Wow.
But they had to just constantly measure out every single little thing. But then they were trying to sort of cheat it so that it didn't look weird. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they'd have, you'll see everyone's space, but the way they position the cameras, someone's sort of standing behind someone, but off to the left or right, so it looks as if they're quite close together.
Oh, right.
So quite clever, but it took them a lot. Yeah. It was good, hard work.
Does that mean that we're going to have a few contestants come out tonight and say that they haven't had enough airtime?
Mate, I tell you. The jokes on MasterChef are almost as bad. Have you heard some of our puns when we do time calls? The crackers. We have competitions to see who can do the worst dad joke pun. I was running out towards the end. Not easy.
Josh and I were actually just chatting about, obviously tonight we see the introduction of social distancing, but how far into the filming before there was complete lockdown, or did you just cut it down to the wire?
No, we kind of, not complete lockdown happened while we were still filming,
right.
but we were sort of, you know, we obviously continued working under government guidelines, and you heard, obviously, Scott Morrison was saying, you know, anyone that's got a job or is an employer and is essential, if you can't keep working under the regulations and the guidelines, then do it. And that's what we were doing. And I can tell you, I know that the team at Endemol Shine employed a lot of extra people to make sure there was temp checks every half hour. There was, you know, constant sanitization of hands. There was, you know, constant hand wash, extra sinks put in, all that sort of stuff. So it was very, very labour-intensive change in everything, as I'm sure it was for lots of different companies and people. But, you know, it was a necessary step to take to make sure that we could keep filming and keep the 100 people employed on set.
Yeah. And how did that go with the bromance? Was there some bumps in the road that you couldn't hug your mate on set?
Mate, that was the hardest. you know, when someone... Well, don't you reckon, like, when someone just needs a bit of a pet talk or a bit of a hug or whatever.
Hard,
I mean, even I need a cuddle every now and again, you know what I mean? But you just can't do it. And it was I found that a bit difficult. And probably the most difficult part about COVID generally was that your physical emotion is that's it, it's finished. You can't do it. So when someone is eliminated, for example, all anybody wants to do is give them a big hug on the way out the door.
It's instinctual. You want to comfort someone, even if it's just a pat on the arm or just reaching out. You sort of have to second think, and it's kind of the way we're going to have to operate, at least for the interim. Well, it was your pal Mel who said, you've delivered us the bromance Australia didn't know we needed, but we are so glad it is on our TV screens. And back tonight on Channel 10, Jock, we really appreciate your time, mate. We'll chat to you soon.
Thanks. Great to have you on.
Awesome. Looking forward to looking at that and how they actually did film it, because what a tough job.
What a season to come into. Season 12, whole new layout, whole new judges, and you got to look at social distancing as well.
Incredible.